Hey, welcome to We Want the Show. This is D. Martin Howell coming at you. And I'm here to just talk about, I've gotten a lot of hate mails for the last couple episodes I've done. But I tried to explain to people that if you're getting upset, then I must be talking about you. If you're an idiot, then I must be talking about you. I don't know any way, because if you're hating, if you get mad at me for talking about a generalization of a specific point, then you are the problem. Go ahead and hate me. I don't care. I understand. I got some really serious, like just jump off a bridge, you know, hang yourself type stuff. You know, just I get that shit all the time. I have no problem with it, Joe. You know what people get really mad at? That I don't respond. People, I love it. Or what was it? You don't respond because you think you're too good. Yes. I want to go ahead and say absolutely. I am too good to respond to your bullshit. I do not want to start a fight with somebody. I have no idea who you are just because you're trolling for a fight. I could care less. I'm not fighting. I'm talking. And yes, I get the fact that it is a one-sided situation. I'm not talking with you. I'm talking at you. Yes, yes, I heard you. what was it? Greater girl. Greater GR8 girl. GR8R girl. Yes, you're not talking. You're talking at us, not with us. Okay, well, first of all, whoever you are, no, I'm not talking with you. If you really feel, my listeners, they don't chime in. And I know that for a fact. When I went to a convention, what was it, 10 months ago, right? I didn't see one person that knew who I was, and I loved it. But the second they heard my voice, they were like, oh my gosh, you're T. Martin Howell. And because I wasn't doing a panel or anything, I was just talking to some friends. Dude, it's okay. My listeners don't chime in. They don't. You know why? Because they don't care. They're just listening to listen. They're not trying to start a fight or make it all political or make it all about them. Because that's what it basically is. When it comes down to all this hate, And I mean this for even the people who are dealing with the WGA and all that, which the WGA, that I'm glad that happened, but that's for another time. You know what? Actually, you know what? I'm going to go on a rant on that one. The WGA, it needed to happen. I'm sorry, buddies, but your writing sucked. We can put anybody we want to in that situation, and you're going to be what? Like, we're just going to put a bunch of monkeys in? Is that how things are going? Did anybody watch She-Hulk? Did anybody like She-Hulk? I have not met one person in my adult life since it has happened. I watched the first episode. And I said, interesting. Watched the second episode and I said, done. There's no way. It was already, I can do whatever you do, but better. I can do anything you can do better. I can do everything better than you. Yes, I can. Yeah. The any situation is done. Women cannot do certain things, better than men. And I'm sorry, but it's just the fucking truth. Now, here's what they can be better at. And this is actually physiologically, women's brains are bigger than men. So women are actually have the capacity to be more intelligent than men. That is a truth among history. Behind every great man was a greater woman. And that is something I can stand behind. Because they knew what the hell society was doing. But they also knew they needed a man to get it done. And that's just the same way for men. I mean, you know, with everything going on now, it's impossible to tell, because that's why I think society in itself is collapsing in on itself. But no, behind every great man was a great woman. Mark Anthony, right? Cleopatra. All right, now we can go in the rant on the Cleopatra. She was black. I don't want to tell you, but Cleopatra was black. No, she was not. She was not. She was Mediterranean. See, they're right there by the Mediterranean Sea. You've got to understand geography to understand. And I'm pretty sure that whoever's grandmother told this woman that Cleopatra was black. No, but were a lot of Egyptians black? Absolutely. Abso-effin-lutely. Because the Egyptians were in Africa? Yes. And did they understand the society of slavery? Actually, it was called credit slavery, which we right now live in. Yeah, it was credit slavery. You get so much, right? But then you have to pay it back in labor or other things. But we will give you what you want, but you got to pay it back. That's how the Egyptians lived. Look it up. The fact that Cleopatra was a black queen? No. That's just malarkey. They have her bones and they did the bone structure. No, she was not African. In fact, she wasn't even from the African province. Cuz the Egyptians were Mediterranean, so they came from more of the Greek Macedonian province. So here we are with this, I guess we're calling it blackwashing. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Now, here's the situation. All right, you ask. I saw this video, and they asked African American teens from Stanford, okay, how many African countries can they actually name? It was astounding. Hardly any of them could. And when asked who Harriet Tubman was, the one guy was like, wasn't that a football player? And the other guys were like, you're not black, you're not black. And then apparently he's black. But I mean, he's like, you're not black, you're not black. See, that this is the society that we're living in. Oh, you're not black because you don't know who Harriet Tubman is? Or is the fact that you all didn't either, but you didn't say she was a football player? You know, it's the hypocrisy of Gen Z Americans. And black, white, honestly, I want to say this. We need to come up with new names for white and new names for black. Because everyone wants to say colonial Americans, right? Colonial Americans. Well, I'm not a colonial American. I'm actually, if you wanted to do it, I'm actually indigenous Native American. My father was French Canadian. And my mother was indigenous Native American. So if that was the case, where do I label myself? Everyone wants a label, like all these pronouns and bullshit. You can't label, dude. Just grow the fuck up and just call them. A spade is a spade. A heart is a heart. If they're an asshole, if they're an idiot, just call them an asshole and idiot. If they're a good person in life, call them a good person in life. But see, people don't like to look at the good people. They like to look at the idiots. They like to look at the assholes. And the assholes tend to look at each other. And that's what I've found out through the many, 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 many years on this earth. The assholes always tend to look at each other. Now, today, I had a talk with somebody. She said, She was a mother, and she's having problems with her baby's daddy, and she knows she can hurt him. And then she gives me all this reasons to hurt him. And I'm like, so are you going to hurt him? Well, it's not fair that he gets, you know, everybody is not fair. Everything is. Anybody who tells you that life is fair is either lying to you or selling something. Life is not fair, idiots. That's not. It's never going to be fair. It's never been fair. Life has never been fair. So grow up. Get a job. You goofballs. Now, this woman I really care about, and she, I hope that she took my advice. I said, well, just because you have the power to hurt him, does that mean you should? And she listened. Because not many people do. Everyone loves to hurt everyone. I don't care who you are, but they love to hurt. If somebody had something on you, they would love to hurt you with it. Because that's how humans are wired. Community and all that shit, it's actually not true. Community, that's why when I grew up, my father instilled in me so much about family. Because nobody's going to have your back in life. Not even your family. But that's the closest thing you got. So, I hope that she listened today. But if she didn't, you know, it's her life. I'm not judging her. Like, I could give a shit. She's going to do whatever the hell she's going to do. Just like everyone else is. Talk to my friend in Germany, and she told me that Americans are fat pigs. And that is because... And she wasn't just talking about any color. She said, in general, we're fat pigs. And I kind of agreed with her. Like with this, now we have large mobs that just rob stores. Because if you do it with everybody, nobody can have a gun. Nobody's allowed to carry guns. And nobody wants to. So if they just run in with their masks on. Does anybody think all you have to do is just figure out a way to tag them? Guy comes in, boom, tag him. Tag him. Because he's so like about everything else. Then just follow him back to his place. Then you give it to the police. You're not touching them. Just tag them. Tag them with a little gun. You know that, I've worked for individual processes that ensured Americans' stability. And I know for a fact that was a thing back in the 90s. So I know. For a fact, you can definitely tag somebody. And that's all you gotta do. Just tag them. Tag them. Go. It's like, why did you find me? Because they're not, these people aren't allowed to, but it goes back to what I was saying before, a couple episodes before. Maybe this is like the companies want this to happen. So they have a reason to say, you, you know, you, we're out of here. You know, you want to treat our property like garbage, like you do everything else, then we're gone. That was the funniest. Yeah, when the Walmart that has left Chicago, it's all about the bottom line. Fruitiary, I don't know the exact terminology, because I'm not going to lie to you guys. All right, I don't know the exact terminology, but I guarantee you it's the fact that you're supposed to be making money, and if you don't put the money in front, you have to answer to the board. If you're putting idealistic arguments or anything else, then it's all right, but you got to answer to the board, and you will be dethroned or unseated. I mean, crap, I managed a Radio Shack for 10 years, so I know for a fact, yeah, we went through like 20. It was hilarious. No, it was all a big scam. I mean, they were just taking shit off the top. They were just trying to get all the money out as much as they could. I would love somebody to do a huge thing on Radio Shack and their practices. Because it just, to me, it was, we were told to do the dumbest things that did not work at all. And then the next 2-3 weeks, we were told that the CEO's gone. Now we have to do other even dumber things that they spent all this money on, and they would send, and we'd have to stay all night to put everything up. Or at least I did. I never liked to keep my employees after, because they all had lives. I signed up for this job, you know. I'm getting paid garbage for 67 hours a week. It's all right. It's not like I'm working in the coal mine. You know, I have no problem. Just put it up, and then I can get my artistic ability on it, and I don't have to worry about anybody else. And I don't have to worry about paying anybody, and, you know, it's better on... Anyways, sorry, thinking like a manager again. Just do all the work, and then you don't have to worry about paying anybody else. Do you get paid anymore? Absolutely not. But welcome to the world, you dumbasses. Everyone's like, oh, if you work 9 to 5, you're a moron. You're just an idiot. I can make so much money on TikTok and all that. Well, here's the crazy thing about this. But then when you have to get a real job, when life actually starts working. Because if you think about it, all it takes is an EMP. If an EMP goes off, we're all fucked. My internet went out for, 5 days, and my family didn't know what to do to themselves. I had no problem. I like DVDs. I've got all my movies that I love. You know, if I want to watch something on it, and I got regular, TV. I can see the news and I can watch the movies, but no, everyone needs everything now. Now. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. If I want to watch this, I want to watch it now. 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 That's America. That's America. Everybody wants it now. Everyone has to have it now. We are boisterous, ridiculous people. We are thinking we are the alphas when we are not at any cost of the measure. Do we know how much we owe China? Because I love it when people are like, do we know where the deficit is coming from, right? Like, it's all the money we borrowed from China. We're 30-some trillion dollars in debt to China. Are you all freaking retarded? It's like, oh, these Chinese, and they're, you know what? Go read a book. Go read a book. Go to the library. Oh, wait, they've shut them mostly down. Go get an education. Oh, wait, it's all online now. Go get a life, you dumb pieces of work. Oh, I'm sorry. Work, that's a trigger. It's a trigger word, isn't it? You have to work for your life. Oh, anybody who works is an idiot. That's what my son thinks. He's 18, he's never had a job in his life. I'm like, dude, you gotta make it. I was kicked out at 16. And I had like 2 jobs, and I still went to high school, and I still graduated with honors. But my son, no, this Gen Z bullshit. Ugh, dad. God, I can't. I can't. Nothing came from here. His mother, his real mother, not his birth mother, but his real mother, she's a hard worker. Hard worker. Worked her ass off at UK Hospital. Head of her department. Head of the OR. And he's, ugh, ugh. Well, I apply to one place, and then if they don't like me, then I'll apply to... No, I'm like, no, you apply to like 15 different places, then you go and figure out how the hell to work. You idiots. A bunch of idiots. The whole world. And that's my son, and I'm serious. I will say it. I will say it. Moron. Thinks he knows more than me, of course. But didn't we all at our age? At that age, think we knew more than our parents. I mean, I was expecting it, but I was expecting it at like 16, not 18. I was expecting him to have like already completed like tons of things. He's smart. He got scholarships. You know, he's going to EKU for free. But what's he going to, I'm like, what are you going to learn? What do you want to be? Anyways, food for thought for you all. No pun intended. This is T. Martin Howe coming at you. I might see you next time.